This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I did get this lotion from that store.
What's the flavor of this lotion again?
Dog, fresh linens. How can you? Fresh I didn't need it.
How do you put that in a lotion?
I don't know.
How do you capture that scent?
Yeah. How do you?
In a toothpaste tube.
Please feel free to.
I've tried this before. I'll try it again.
You don't deny it. If you've tried it, you know better.
You know. Yeah. Like, what a fucking lotion.
Yeah, I could see that you enjoyed this fucking.
It smells like a pillowcase.
Hey, brother.
This motherfucking shit. Ain't nothing left in
it. It's almost inside out.
Bro, that is just like everyone that I've came in contact with, I said, yo, do you want some lotion? Like, I offered it to everybody.
Do you want to lotion up?
Because it's just a hand lotion. So it's like, it's such a cute amount to apply to someone's hands. It's like a little dab of sanitizer. And speaking of sanitizer, I feel like niggas need a fucking, you know, like, proper proportion that shit. Because they be over sanitizing.
The machines? The robots?
Oh, man.
Robots,
your hands
humans.
Are just like, you can't even do nothing with your hands till it absorbs.
The robots, nigga, either fucking... Nothing there, niggas. Dry. You gotta play it off like
I have a choice still.
You can't dispatch robots. Coming. It still kind of hurts every time. Straight. Whatever.
Yeah.
Or nigga, fucking way too much, nigga.
Way too much.
You're just there,
and it's like, yeah, like you're just a fucking
sanitizing my elbows.
Fucking whoop in your hand.
You ever like put one hand underneath the other? Like,
yeah, bro. Like you're trying to fucking take the yolk out the egg.
That's a visual.
Yeah,
that's
bro. A visual. The other day, I was at a Shoppers Drug Mart, and I was trying to get some sanitizer out the robot joint.
But I love
the robot
that
joint was done. So I had to shop the Shoppers, man. For sure. Man.
Holding it down, man.
Jeez. Yeah, man. For sure.
Hey, yo, miscellaneous purchases over the years, man.
Yeah. I can't
holding it down,
what.
Man.
They're 24 to hours, honestly, too, a lot of the time.
Yeah. So I was at the Shoppers Drug Mart. I can tell you what I was purchasing. I was getting some deodorant. And we got to talk about that, brother.
Yeah, man. I didn't know what type of deodorant y'all fuck with.
That's a whole nother. We're going to get
brother,
to
we
it,
gonna,
man.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right,
for sure.
I'm at the motherfucking Shoppers and I go to get some robot sanitizer. And okay. I see it's nothing's in there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then it's nothing even that crazy. I just had headphones on. This girl just was saying something to me. But I was just like, I ain't finna take this thug out. And I ain't finna ask you what you just said.
Yeah, I'm gonna skip that one, bro.
So I said, mm-hmm. And I start rubbing. And I'm like, seeing where she's going, but I'm fake rubbing because I ain't got nothing in there.
Yeah.
I see where she's going, and she's going to a sanitizer pump because she was trying to tell me, like, there's nothing in there. And I'm acting like, yeah.
I got the last squirt. I got the last squirt.
She went in front of me, bro. That's what the funny part was.
Oh, fuck.
But then I said thank you and got some sanitizer over there and put two and two together. I'm like, oh, that's what she was trying to tell me.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, man.
Do those moments, like, stick with you or it's just like, man, whatever?
Yeah. It's funny.
Yeah.
Like, I laughed because, like, I totally ignored her. But it was just one of those ones where I wasn't being rude. I was just like...
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Strangers saying probably nothing. It's just
but like any response is a good response. But also, like, you should like see that I have headphones on and make a better decision. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Maybe like, I'm not the guy you want to.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Maybe it's just like let it go.
Yeah.
Or I gotta, you know, get his attention somehow.
Yeah. Speaking of headphones, nigga, audio exclusive 102.5, nigga.
Yeah.
Just like that, Apple Pay.
Yes,
confirmed.
Sir.
You know what time it is, man.
Yes,
the transaction went through.
Yes,
sir. Yeah, we in here. Yes, it's your motherfucking boy, man. Mr. Quentin Quarantino, man.
Mm-hmm.
We got motherfucking Mr. Sheldon Sebastian.
Yes, sir. I'm in the building.
Yes, sir.
Look, real quick. There's a nigga on Twitch right now with my name, Sebastian, and he won't give it to me.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, is your name Sebastian? Because like, I understand, I'm not the first. He's like, yeah, but I spell it with an E. But so why you spell it
come up
like
off
my shit?
Birth,
you know, it's not your shit.
Come up off that.
Anyway, it's me.
You said come up off that?
I did. You didn't. I'm waiting on a response right now, brother. You know what I'm saying? We was going back and forth, and then, anyways.
Why would you want that so bad if it's not your name?
Bro, like,
That's like me holding down Jermaine and not.
Yeah. Well, that's he is a fan, so it could be some fan shit.
That's like,
I'm not laughing.
That's like the scooter. That's the scooter story right there, man.
What you mean?
Was old boy Sebastian got the wheel.
Yeah, he got the scooter wheel.
Yeah, he got the scooter wheel, and you got the whole scooter, and you sitting there without the one wheel.
Yeah,
bro, I'm the scooter, man.
I'm the scooter. I'm him.
B baby training the building, man.
Bigger baby, man. Happy New Year, everybody, man. What's going on?
This is the first episode that we're recording, actually.
Yeah. I told someone Happy New Year the other day, and they hit me with a Larry David saying, nah, it's too late. And I was like, I was staring at my phone with shock, and I said, damn, like,
Nah, it's still straight.
It's way too late.
No, why?
Bro, it's January 9th now?
But it's still, this is the first. This is
I didn't even say it when it happened.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like those, we know what it is.
Say it.
You know what time it is.
I would still, like, if I haven't seen you.
I'll accept them and shit.
I'll accept them, but it's like, you know. Mm. Like I don't need to anymore. And I was just like, oh, that was just a funny moment for me.
Yeah.
I got.
Yeah.
Nah, Monday, Tuesday, nigga. Same.
Yeah.
It's the same deal.
We all here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It does feel like a clean slate, though.
It do.
Yeah. How's y'all year so far, though?
How many days we in? What's the day?
9 days.
9 days.
9 days in.
It's the ninth today.
Yeah, the shit's straight.
Yeah, man.
You've been taking it pretty easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm dealing with my own problems right now. Getting thick out here. Yeah. I think I'm being too hard on myself because definitely. I just know.
But
bro, you're supposed to hibernate. I was watching episode 102 back, and I'm like, yeah, you're supposed to hibernate and get thick.
You are.
Bears get thick, nigga.
Yeah.
Come out the gate.
Yeah, but
spring,
I can be shredded right now.
No, we go get shredded, my man.
Yeah.
No, always go down. Yeah. I'm like, yo, I'll accept that I'm in a cave right now.
Yeah.
I could be hitting some push-ups though.
Yeah. I'm making a change. January 10th, that's where it starts.
Yeah. Not likewise.
What's the minimum push-up count a day?
I'm gonna say 20.
My brother, man, Julian 20? Sent me a program.
I don't do a lot.
Let's break it down, man.
Yeah,
you're doing because it's like, bro, if you do, like, say I could do 50, like 50 is probably like my max into my arms. I gotta take a break.
Mm-hmm.
My arms.
Oh, down. Straight?
Yeah, I could do 50
damn,
straight.
Nigga.
Yeah. I don't weigh a lot though. That's why. That's what I'm saying. So,
you can do like 50 straight. That's a lot.
Yeah, I can do 50 straight. So once I hit 50, it's like, oof, my arms like really hurt. So if I do 50 a day.
How much you weigh, bro?
3 days, I'm not doing no more. Like, I got to take a break after that. So I'd rather do 20 every day because I could do 20 the whole week and keep
shit
going.
Adds up.
You know what I'm saying? That shit going to add up same way. What are you talking about?
I say, how much you weigh?
I think I weigh about 145 right now.
Shout out all my 140s.
Yeah, 140s, man. Like, there's a bunch of niggas that are 148.
Yeah, niggas shaking their head, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Because if you 148, you could be a clean 145 in 2 seconds. Damn, you feel me?
Trust me.
I like where I'm at, to be honest.
Yeah. Or you could beef up 150.
You could beef up, go 150 and say, I just left you.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Oh, I'm out your class. I just elevated.
Yeah. I've heard some niggas.
My bad, ate a slice.
My fault. I've come back from my parents.
I'm on my temporary 148.
Get your weight up, my man.
Nah, facts. I used to play casual ball before the pandemic, and a bunch of niggas at this place would hoop at. We'd go back and we'd get, you know, I'm usually guarding you because you're in my weight class. And I went back and I said, it wasn't even me, it was Julian. And he said, nah, I'm a different weight now, brother. And this one he was lifting. And I saw, yo, that nigga's face was stung, bro. The nigga's face. But it was different. He's like, bro, I'm not 2 bills no more.
Yeah.
220.
Yeah.
I left.
It won't go well for you anymore.
I'm not
man.
There anymore.
Yeah.
Why are you asking about his weight now?
Yeah.
I'm just seeing like how, like, you know, how, so I know, like, how much I weigh. I know how much push-ups I can do. So I'm just trying to see like.
Oh, so is the program based around like weight or it's just like.
It's just based around me. Julian just sent it like
okay, so
knowing like what it
knows
is.
You, yeah.
Yeah. So he told me 100 push-ups, then 50.
Straight?
Brother, man, he know me better. Then 50 feet elevated push-ups. So the top of your head pointing towards the ground.
Yeah, so you put your feet on your bed, maybe?
Yeah, yeah.
Or a couch?
Oh, I thought motherfucker was talking about on the ceiling.
Put toes on the wall.
A squat, then?
He said, yeah, easy thing, 20 minutes when you get up. He wants me to do 100 push-ups in 20 minutes
and
when I get up?
And then 50?
And then 50?
Elevated? Good luck, brother.
I don't think
he knows. And this is the thing, bro. This is why I prefer to go to the gym alone, because I feel like people don't consider, they just consider what they can do. And it's like, nigga, you gotta do this because I could do it. And it's like, bro, I can't do it.
Yeah, and you don't really want to change the weight too much and shit.
Yeah,
so niggas be like, yeah, Julian be doing that. I'm like, yo, Julian, you gotta remember, I can't do that.
Yeah,
that's too much.
It's really too much for me.
Bro, Julian, you gotta remember, That's not me, nigga.
It was like, so it felt weird though, because like when I started going to the gym, it was like he was subliminally dissing me. Like,
oh yeah,
he'd be on the phone with fucking his fucking girl, just saying like, yeah, I'm going to the gym with Trevon today. What the fuck does that mean, man?
Yeah, yeah. Oh no, it's a Trevon one. But that's it's a Trevon one. Oh no,
nigga said I'm not Trevon with Jermaine Sesh today. We chilling. Yeah. I'm with Trey. I'm like, yeah. I'm in the passenger seat, just fucking.
Yeah, just probably just going to throw around some pussy weight. Yeah, some bitch shit. You know,
that's fucked
yeah,
up,
man. It's crazy. Yeah, so bad.
My ears is solid so far, man. It's been good, man. I feel like the work that I did in 2021. It's like now I'm really seeing like the results of that, like these first boy, couple of days. You know,
speaking of work, nigga.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. That's another, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Officially.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? About to quit this bitch ass job that I've been
yeah.
working.
Yeah. You know, you may have to read the letter, brother. Yeah. 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 Read the letter, brother.
Shannon has prepared a document.
I'm gonna read this letter for sure. So I have a letter.
Yeah, I need some music behind this, man.
You know what I'm saying? I have a letter. I'll read the letter out because you know what I'm saying. Y'all deserved because you know you guys are the reason why I can even write this letter, low key.
Yes, sir, man. Put the piano music like the Roman times, man. Yeah.
I ain't gonna say the company, but you know, dear company.
Yes.
I am writing to notify you that I will be resigning from my position effective. January
14,
2022.
That's when
they kick in. That's when they kick in. I'm here. That's
when they start. Oh, man.
Yeah, so, yeah.
You got to practice the wrist flick when you're dropping it off. If it's going to be like.
It's going to be, you know what I'm saying? I might, you know what I mean? You know the day before school, you sleep with the outfit beside you.
Yeah.
I'm going to lay the letter beside you.
You better get a cut, you motherfucker.
Yeah, you
need a trim.
Going for, matter of fact, nigga, don't even come in not dressed, nigga. Niggas looking clean, nigga. Like you drop some off, nigga. Say, hey, let me come by you for a sec.
He's gonna be like, he's gonna be on the phone, cover the phone. Sean, you're not working today. Just one sec.
Oh, he is. That's why he's confused.
Like, wait, why? That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Prepared to get dirty, nigga. What the fuck?
What is this?
White tee, nigga.
Why are you in all white? Are those forces new? Oh man!
Yeah, man. So, 2022, man.
Congrats, man. Yeah,
I appreciate
man.
That, man. Yeah, man.
That's huge, that, man. Can't get this to stand up.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
I feel like a lot of people want to, you know, leave a place of employment. Mm-hmm. They've been for a minute. Mm-hmm. And they're like, "Oh, fuck this place, man. Fuck this bitch. I'm out."
Yeah.
What'd you get from it, though?
Yeah, like from working.
Yeah.
You know it was crazy because I worked there for a while. I worked there for like 6-7 years. And I want to say like the first half working there, I really didn't like get nothing. I was just like, I was going through the motion. I think I realized like I was in this like paycheck trap. You know what I'm saying? Where you just like living paycheck to paycheck essentially.
Yeah.
And then I realized like, yeah, I can't do that. Like I need to, you know, when I leave this bitch, I need to leave this bitch with something. So it was definitely, you know, I needed it at the time, like just, you know, I'm a Jamaican, so it's either you work or go to school. That was like my house. So when I knew I was going to go to school, like I knew I had to, all right, I got to go do that work shit. So, nah, man, it was a good job. I don't really, you know, I got nothing but good things to say about them. You know, I saved up a lot of money. I got my whip off that job. You know what I'm saying?
What, man? You got a song off that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I got a song off that for real. So, you know, as far, you know, it was a bitch ass job. Like it sucked day to day, but, you know, I mean, I appreciated, you know, what it was for me.
Did what I had to do.
Yeah, did what I had to do. And now it's just time to, you know, it's the next chapter.
Yeah.
Even that, man, there's so many different ways to fucking to like look at things. There's different ways that that you can, there's different things that you can get, but it's really just like up to you how you view it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like it did what it was supposed to do, and it's just like now you're like, you know, you don't want to live that, and a lot of people get stuck in that because they just stay there, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like,
yeah, man. And it's also like I always like, to me, if you know like where you want to go, like you know your dream job, like to me, like I never left that job because I was like, bro, I'm going to go to another job that I don't like anyway. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I just, you know what I mean? I just stay
well
at
kill
this,
it here.
You know what I'm saying? And get to elevate to where I actually want to go. Right. A lot of people quit. And I mean, if your job is mentally straining, you want to just go to a different job. Like,
you got
to
be respected, too.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like it's a real thing for like, people to struggle with that, with like leaving their shit, because it's always like, what if this, what if that? And they ask themselves so many questions. But I think there's just something in... Like, obviously, things have to make sense to a certain degree, but then there's just certain parts that just don't really have to make sense.
Yeah.
And it just has to do with, like, a leap of faith. And then, like, putting that energy out. So it's like, maybe you get it back in return, because there's a weird science to this shit. Not, you know, it's sure. not just like it's yeah. not just quitting your job. It's like yeah. it's knowing it, but like it's like you have to, it's weird that you have to know that like there's more than this, and that's why that's a good enough yeah. reason to leave.
You're gonna struggle with it. You're gonna struggle with it
for sure.
At the end of the day, like we all want to quantify stability as much as we can. Like we want it to be as tangible as we can, as it can right. be. You know what I'm saying? So that's what that job was for me for a while. It was just like, look, I know I'm gonna have a certain level going forward, but you know, now I feel like I may not know I have a certain level. I know I can have even more now. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
That's how I feel. You know, but
yeah,
hey, man. You know, if you're not respected, like they knew my body there. You yes. know what I mean, I got yeah. to. You know what I mean? I was there after like 2 years. Like, they knew my body. Like I really was able to just.
You had hella flexibility. You're just yeah. recording the podcast at weird times
yeah.
and shit.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Sheldon, you going to work today? Yeah. Can you not?
Yeah. exactly. So you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
Yeah. I worked that situation to my benefit, I feel like. For sure. Yeah,
that's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
What's up.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
What else is new, man? You're going to Tulum.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Tulum, man. A little fucking trip and shit, man.
How long you went for? How many days?
A little 5-day situation.
Deserve,
I feel
brother.
Like 5 days is the ideal.
That's
vacation time.
Yeah, well, but you know what? When we went
depending
to
on where you are.
Yeah, because when we went to Florida.
Yeah, depends on the flight
yeah,
time.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, that's yeah. 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 Remember yes. when we went to Florida? That shit was what we went there for 2 weeks, I think. And we went the first time.
Yeah,
went,
yeah. But we was bulls.
I was yeah. like that. Was, yeah, like after 2 weeks, I was like, I don't even want to go back. Still, like I was still like Florida was fire. You know.
The thing is, like, it's like you know what you need to like. Function, and I like that I have a function. Like function is like the podcast is something to look forward to. Bring our little kids. Sure.
Yeah, true.
I don't know. We talked about them CG cases,
oh,
man.
No, I don't think we did.
I don't know. Yeah. We talked about them CG cases, man. Those CG cases, man. Yo,
yeah, going up.
We had a big ass box, like one of my dad's
nigga,
moving
a bin,
bins, like
a hard plastic bin.
A move
with
one.
All the equipment, all the podcast equipment, the
everything.
Mics, the fucking boxes, the cords, nigga.
Every single thing.
Everything.
Anything that we had, just put it in the box.
Mm-hmm. It all fit. That was a problem.
Everything
fit. But the bin, they did not think through the fucking holding situation. Like, they give you the volume to fill this bitch up, but not the fucking hand pad. Bro, the handles are like sharp fucking plastic
edges. V's, they're just V's,
bro. You just like, it goes in the bone, bro. It goes in your bone.
You lift it up, and you're either you're screaming at, from when you lift it up, or you put it down. Anyway, like
bro,
you're screaming.
Your hand
once.
Is white
for sure. You're screaming white. Once, and you're seeing all the blood in your fingertips and nothing
bro,
in your palm.
No matter where you're from on this globe, no matter your pigment, nigga, your hand is white when you put it down.
You're like a fucking squid when you fucking kill it. Go white, bro. It's just done.
It was bad
How do you
news.
Know that? What the fuck?
Like, TikTok and shit. Squid, yeah. You start implementing TikToks into your everyday.
That's how you kill a squid.
You can drop the squid back.
No, man. No.
TikTok makes you more dimensional.
Yeah, for sure.
No cap.
Sure.
But nigga, the podcast was like all good, all positivity. Loved it. The only fucking negative part that made me
bro
just grimace.
I used to feel like a certain energy when like we knew that okay, it was time to pick that up.
There's three of us. To pick
that. Every time a nigga picked up the bin, I was like, man, fuck it. I'm gonna just go for it, nigga.
Yo, niggas
never
knew
do it twice in a row though.
Niggas
I'm like,
knew out of all three of us, nigga. Whenever anyone that was lifting the bin is like, let me get the door, let me get the door. Shelter, elevator.
Let me hold the other end.
Yo, it's just help this guy. Help that man, bro. Like
fuck, bro.
Dog, the
which
bin, like
you wince in fear every time that you see that fucking
oh
black
my
bin.
God, is anyone asks you how's a podcast? It's like it's great,
yeah,
but there's
it's
this,
good.
Just trying to figure out the kinks still.
Well, you'll get it. We
and
got
then,
it,
nigga.
Yeah, oh, we got it.
Yeah. Canada Goose.
Woo. Shout out to my Canada Goose family, man.
They didn't even know what they were doing.
They didn't. The thing is, they did.
Really,
no, Pete
really.
Game. They sent me these, me and Canada Goose are supposed to do something together with the new boots they got coming out, right? I was planning a trip to go to Alaska, man. I was really excited about that.
Yeah.
I want to go to Alaska, yeah.
I thought they said Alberta.
That's
crazy. Alberta.
Okay.
Yeah.
Two different things.
Banff, right?
Yeah. That's really, Banff. You took me all the way up.
Yeah, we're going to Japan. Oh, wait, nigga. I meant Brampton.
I'm in Jamaica.
Oh, sorry, Markham.
No. Can we do my mind? We can go anywhere. He didn't go insane.
Yeah. All right, man.
Supposed to go to Alberta.
Still a nice place, I'm sure.
So we're supposed to go to Alaska. Mm-hmm. And then, Alberta. And then, whatever, we just, the shit didn't end up going through. So she said, Canada Goose said, we're going to send these boots out anyways. Mm-hmm. The boots get here. I'm like, yo, this is a fucking sweet case. Jermaine mm-hmm. comes out of his room, says, yo,
sweet case.
Sweet case is this? I said, yo, it's my sweet case.
That's some grown man shit. Yeah. Sweet case.
Sweet case.
Yo. Same thing. Bro, we see the I'm case.
Like, oh, look at the holding situation. Bro.
Is that a padded
rubber pad? It's ergonomic. It bends to your fucking curves of your hand.
Oh, yeah. My.
It folds
and it's a padded grip on the hand.
Yeah.
Padded grip on the hand.
So nice.
Bro, I opened it to see the inside. I didn't, the shoes, like, no dissing.
No dissing.
But you sent us a great case.
Yeah. I seen the pictures of the boots. So I know what the boots look like.
Right,
you didn't show me the case.
I didn't know this case was coming. I thought the box was coming.
Yes, you didn't even take out the boot sleeve, nigga.
Come on, nah. Yo, we took them boots out and we're just like, the thing is, bro, you don't appreciate shit in life to you. To going to, through the mud.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We you know what I'm saying? The fingertips was we been there.
Yeah.
So we see these fucking grooves on the fucking handles. We're like, yo, the fuck?
I would love to hold it. I'd volunteer.
Yeah. Oh, can I take the podcast?
I got it. Niggas start taking out the fucking podcast equipment out the bin, just seeing the measurements, seeing what fits. Maybe take this off.
Then this will fit this fucking headphone amp.
Perfectly.
Tetris.
We seen that
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
It was a good podcast case, and we're just like, damn, man, if only we had one more.
Yeah, I'm like, they got any more of them boots?
Oh, say life.
Gave the boots to the bro, man. Keep it in the fam. Spread the love.
That boy, show.
The thing is, I messaged my CG team. I said, look, Canada Goose, man, y'all got a sweet pair of boots on your hands, but a sweeter case.
Case.
I said, my brother didn't need it. I think we need one more. Mm-hmm. She said, yo, the case is fucking sweet. You can use it as your utility shit.
Oh,
I sent her a picture. I said, what you doing? What you think you want the boots for? Twin, we need the case, man.
That's fire.
Yeah, they're good winter boots, though, man. It's keeping me warm out here. So, CG's great, man. We'll do this fucking winter.
Bro, we literally hit them. We said, we're here and we're cold.
Yeah.
They said, we can't have that.
Take care of us.
Yeah. Took care of the game.
Wrap us up like little babies and just, bro, I'm so warm.
Oh, my God.
Bro, I have the expedition.
Yeah.
Like the one
the
where
coat
you,
is called the
it's
expedition?
The fucking one you wear when you're going to explore.
When you're going to Alaska.
You're going to Alaska? Yeah, like walking there.
Yeah.
Walking.
That's crazy.
Bro, y'all literally sweating outside. It's fucking butt fuck freezing.
Bro, we get into the car and we take off our coats. We're like, yo, I'm fucking hot, bro.
I'm
going
to be fucking slimy by the time I reach.
Damn. It's either keep the coats on and all the windows are down or just take off the
you
coat.
You can't take it off in the car.
You can't. It's too big.
I hate
unless you
want to
like
go.
You're in a nest. Actually, it's kind of nice.
It's kind of sick. Because you're in your own you're in the nest. Zone.
You just have like, sit down, like you sit down with a coat on, you take your sleeves up. Nest.
And you brought it up. You said what you say to me the other day in the car where you said, man, sleeping in your coat just different.
Oh, boy. Nigga, you ever.
Bro, this is a quiet ride. We're just going. Jermaine's in his coat. Nigga said, hey, with his hood on, sleeping in your coat.
You want to know one of the best sleeps.
It's a little muffled. Sleeping in a coat.
Yeah.
You barely hear him.
That's fire.
Bro, you just go inside your coat.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh.
Oh, no. I'm an arm in the hoodie type of nigga.
Like, oh, yeah. That's what's up.
Yeah. I love that shit. Like, to me, it's like, it's an activation. You know what I mean?
Bro, you can't do anything.
Yeah.
Bro, it's bulletproof. Yeah.
it, no, 100%.
When we were working at B&R, like, and I had my coat up and my hoodie on and shit, look at me like I'm charging. Don't wake me up until we get to the site.
Trust me. We're going to need this.
I'm working right now. Like,
yo, dog.
This is chess, nigga.
Sometimes my dad would know, like, yo, sleep in a car a little bit more until let me go see if they're ready. Because we'd be up way too early. I'm like, yo, I'm fucking charging.
But, like, every time you're waking up out of that, it's never sweet. It's always action music playing. Yo, yeah, let's go. Upstairs. Like, oh, so how many? No, I don't fucking around. Shut up. No fucking storytelling, nigga.
And it's 10,000 of those fucking bins, nigga.
Those same bins, nigga.
Up, man.
Times a million, nigga, with paper. Yo.
With fucking people that don't understand, niggas have to carry this shit. Like,
fucking, why do you put in? Why do you have so many things? Why does all your possessions fucking weigh this much?
And then there'd be niggas that would put a globe in there and then put the lid on top of my wrench and this doesn't close, bro. Oh my God, man. Tell you something, brother, man. Can't do them things, man. Common sense is a beautiful thing to have, man. I feel so blessed.
Bro.
Oh, boy.
I feel so blessed.
Bro. And people be like reminding you of how much common sense you have day to day.
Yeah, I'd be fucking up still. But,
Yeah.
That's my thing, though.
When I make a mistake, I feel really bad, though. I'm like, I know better.
And you
than
shouldn't.
That. Yeah. But
bro,
I do.
As much as you're doing all this perfect shit, you're holding down and shit, and you fuck up. Oh, shit, slipped here.
Yeah.
That's just a little slip.
You should be able to just move.
I'm like, that's it, nigga. You're lucky that's all your only fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, you think, y'all think Janet wanted the nipple to come out? A little slip.
You know what?
That was a Justin thing. I
actually, it was a Justin thing. I was a kid at the time. I don't remember. But the point is, gonna be little slips.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
You clean it up.
You still JJ. You still JJ.
What was Justin doing, though? I really don't remember that.
It was really weird. I watched it back pretty recently. It looks like he fucking grabbed it like a.
I think he was supposed to rip off like one layer, but he ripped off two layers. But then why she had the clip on? Like,
why are they ripping?
But like, you know why? Like, you know, like it looked like it was something that he was supposed to do.
Nah, it was definitely part. Like, it was part of it. But I think she was supposed to rip off. It was supposed to be like another layer under it.
What you guys like, do if you're like situation? If you're like on some sort of stage and you're performing and you're fucking for some fucking reason
your meat patch just rips off.
Not a meat patch. Your fucking ass patch just rips off. It's just your fucking bare ass is out.
Hey, bro, you already got the still, honestly.
But you're holding something. You're holding something on stage. Your fucking hands are up for some reason.
You're holding the dancer.
You're holding the dancer.
I'm
there
dropping the dancer. I'm gonna be real with you, brother. You on a
floor. Oh, here we go.
Yeah, yo,
brace yourself.
I'm gonna panic. Oh, I'm gonna
hand,
panic, bro.
No,
what the
hell? Put the flop out.
You're gonna break your back.
Put the flop out and then look back at the crowd and say, "Yo, motherfuckers ain't seen nothing."
Oh, you sprain your shit.
On a super serious tip, no white thing. Did you see the picture of T.I. on stage?
Sorry, what? A picture of T.I. is funny enough. What? If you're trying to tell
which
me,
one?
If you're trying to tell me T.I. has a meat pick out or anything like that, I'm gonna fucking lose it on this podcast. What is it?
I'm telling you right now, because if I laugh like that for T.I., just listen to, like, you're not supposed to
see certain shit from certain guys. Like, I'm never expecting a Young Jeezy nude. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm not expecting a little flip.
Jeez.
A little flip sex tape.
Don't let this be the way I hear about you again, nigga. Don't let this be the way I find out what you're up to.
What you been on,
nigga? Remember the video of like out of nowhere, Bobby Valentino's like running away and like butt naked. Someone was exposing. I believe it was a trans individual who was like exposing him for like. She just like, Bobby, where you going? And the nigga just run away butt naked. And I haven't heard of Bobby Valentino in a minute. Like, that's how I'm like, oh, that's what that's.
There you are, Bobby. Like, oh, fuck.
Don't let that be the reintroduction, nigga.
Bro, like, I've had a couple reintroductions to Young Buck. I'm like, oh, this what you been on, Buck? Like,
I can't find this picture. Oh. But it's a picture of T.I. on stage. I should remember from way back in the day. You know, niggas used to sag. He's sagged, and then they used to wear boxers.
Oh, man, yeah.
So this nigga was sagging so much on stage. You should see your pubes.
Don't let that be the reintroduction.
I'm just be on my time. Oh, my God, bro.
And this was like back in the day, T.I. This is like...
This is 07?
This is like, yeah. This
how you tell back, Tip is Tip out? You put your tips out, man.
Get a tip of your base out.
Yo, I don't even want to search for that picture. I don't even want the feds to know I typed that in. Like, yo, why are you looking for this, bro? Like, yo.
It's never a good situation when your base is out.
Man. Yeah.
Why is your bass out on stage? Like,
bro. You know what it was though? I feel like back then, especially the R&B niggas, they used to love to show the V cut. So I feel like he was trying to show the V cut. Yeah,
V'd up, man.
V'd up.
Yo,
get your fucking
hands. Yeah. I was trying to tell someone the other day, I'm like, yo, I'm just not meant to do certain shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I just get caught. Yeah. Like, if I'm just doing something out of line, like, I'm quickly shown, like, the reality of, like, that's not your world. So, like, T.I. was probably just trying to be too sexy and he just got exposed.
You don't know me like that.
Yeah. Like, really?
Yeah, I guess we do know you like that. A little more than you thought.
We know a little bit more, too.
What do you mean?
Basis out. Oh, my
God. Yeah, he got that shit wiped, nigga.
Yeah.
Put up 10 bands to, like, a...
Fucking black market internet hacker.
Dude, clean this up, man.
Hilarious, man. You think I want my pews out there?
Speaking of black, well, not really black market. I used to.
I thought you were going to say black. I'm not going to say black pews.
I was watching Vice. Shout out to Vice. You know, great YouTube channel. They do a lot of interesting journalism.
For sure.
And I was watching this piece they have on drill music in Ghana. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy, and like I'm watching it, and it's like the drill music that you would think of, like the Pop Smoke, where Pop Smoke originated. Right. And I'm like, I was watching, I'm like, yo, Pop should be alive to see this, bro. Like, these niggas are in Ghana, like,
damn.
You know, they're speaking whatever their Ghanaian language is. I don't want, you know, no disrespect, but they're making like the drill music, and they're doing like this the dance that Pop Smoke and them was doing. And it's like, bro, it's crazy, bro. Like,
way too
my man lives on.
No, for sure. Yeah, he lives on for sure.
Yeah, nah, that's what's always the worst, like, part of when you hear news like that. It's like, oh, fuck. Like, because you know how long it's going to live on for. Kobe, like, you know, another situation, but he's seen to live on, but, like,
bro, I always forget.
Yeah. Had, like,
oh, yeah, Kobe was. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, man. I was watching the Sierra Canyon doc. It's actually really sick if you haven't watched it. Sierra Canyon, it's about, like, you know, Brownie and them. Shout out, Brownie. It's about their doc of like their season and shit. And it's like right before the pandemic. So like when Kobe dies, when they're in their season and shit, and you know, that's obviously like Bronny has a relationship with Kobe. And it's like, damn, it's like, bro, I remember that day, bro. Like when he passed, I was like, holy
bro,
fuck.
So confusing.
Weird. So confusing. Bro, nope. Like, what am I even reading right now? Like, what?
I literally woke up and cried with a fucking like messy mouth, fucking
eyes.
Breath stinks. Kobe.
Yeah, man.
Like, holy fuck, yeah, no, I remember that. It was messy. I was woke up confused. Day. That's the weirdest news to wake me up with.
Like, yeah.
Why are you wake me up and say, good morning?
No, hold on, yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Cobb?
Yeah.
He's here? Makes me too excited to drop the news.
Like, bro.
Slow your roll.
Yeah.
Don't.
Have some respect.
Come on.
You know.
Like, what is this for?
Yeah, man. Like, bro, what are we doing here? Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, man. Like,
bro, my
shit.
First thought is, okay, hold on.
What? Hold on. Just hold on.
Yeah, just hold on.
Hold
nigga.
On.
Yeah.
Let me chill out for a sec. Hold bro, on. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. I think I was watching Sopranos. I started watching Sopranos over. Mm-hmm. I think it was in there because I was watching watched a couple of movies. Mm-hmm. And someone dies or whatever, and basically, they're trying to tell him something, and then the person was like really trying to spit it out. This is funny. And then man said, like, yo, just wait. Like, he's not going anywhere. It happened. Like, let me just process this. And I was like, yeah, fuck. But now they're saying that, I just remembered it.
Yeah.
What's the fuck? Hold on. Just, you know,
it's better you just don't know for longer.
Yeah. Like, I'd rather you just go away.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out.
I never watched Sopranos. Is that good? It's a show, right?
Yeah.
Man, my dad fucking knocked it out in like a week.
Really?
Nah, not a week.
Not a week.
But like,
he it was a very long,
yeah.
But straight. Like he knew, like we all knew, the whole house knew, like yo.
He was banging that.
This man is, he's getting.
He's in his binge bag.
That's the fucking got yourself a gun intro.
Yeah.
You hear that motherfucker banging? And you know what time it is?
I seen this clip of The Wire. Y'all ever watch The Wire?
No.
Yeah. I seen this clip of The Wire the other day. I was like, the strangest. She went to like Home Depot, and I don't really care about her going to Home Depot, but she walked out and they got like a shot of the store, right? And they like photoshopped the Home Depot sign to like a next, they just made like a generic hardware store. I guess they didn't want to pay Home Depot. And I'm like, yo, this was on TV because it just looks so bad. Like it said like hardware something store. And I'm like, damn, like it just made me laugh. Like, this is supposed to be like a super serious like gangster show. This has this like,
they're like, fuck.
It looked like
Home Hardware is not budging.
Bro, it looked like the Home Depot episode that you know, you did like the it looked like
probably just got an intern. Yeah, listen, nigga. How much can your laptop handle? Piece this up for us real quick.
Yeah, man.
Yo, okay, not on some like, I didn't want to be fucked, but like, whatever. It's just my opinion. Well, it's not even an opinion, whatever. Somewhere in New York, there's a fucking Home Depot sign. And it's the funniest thing every time I think about it, because I'm like, and I think you guys did this intentionally. But it's pointing to where like Home Depot is, but with just like just one glove, like the OJ glove is pointing there. But maybe I just associate a glove with OJ.
It was a.
It's just one glove, just pointing like to where it is.
Glove with OJ.
Yeah, I mean, is that? Yeah, it's probably just me.
It's a real life glove or like a.
No, it's like a. It's on a billboard, and it's just a one. It's just a huge fucking glove, just pointing like this way. But it's kind of dirty and shit.
Like, what else could this mean?
Oh, yo, what else could a glove
in a gun? Like in a gun salute.
It's just like that, just pointing, like, you know,
for Home Depot.
For Home Depot, I'm like, what else? You get supplies there. It was weird to me, though.
Random Order anniversary coming up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Wait,
what? January something. Dropped the first episode.
That's what's up, nigga. Yeah. What's that? Three of them, two of them.
Three
of them.
Yeah, three. Damn. Three, bro. That shit is crazy. Yeah, man.
3 years?
3 years, yeah.
Damn.
Quick though, like, you know.
Speaking of basketball, compression shorts.
Oh.
Are they great replacements for boxers when you run out?
Yes.
You motherfucker.
It's a general question.
You motherfucker, man.
It's just for the room.
Yes.
Yes.
Bro, there's just something about like, there's something about losing your boxers that just like kicks in.
Losing them?
Or like losing them as in like they're defeated. Like you, like they're dirty.
Well, they're lost. We've lost.
Yeah, like
we've lost. We can wash it, but
right now it's like, yo, this is fucking hilarious. That's just where my mind was. Mm-hmm. So I was staying in a hotel for a couple of days, and I had a certain amount of boxers with me, but the hotel obviously doesn't have laundry. So I'm just kind of thugging it out. So I'm just there with my boxers, and I got to the point where I'm just like, fuck, I ran out of boxers. And I don't know what else to do. So I'm just kind of looking around the room, see what I can do. So a couple of days, I just militaried it. Because I was just staying in the hotel. So just ball short, straight ball short action. Right.
Meet out Wednesday.
Yeah. The nigga had some shit to do. So I'm like, I got to go out in public. So I looked at my compression shirts. And I'm like, yo.
Closest thing. Yeah,
for sure. Yeah.
Closest thing. For sure.
And you probably went the whole day in them joints.
Bro, I only know like a week in them
things. Yeah, because it works. Like, it ain't what it's supposed to be, but it works.
As a matter of fact, it's like, I'm just, because niggas don't know I'm ready to go. Anything pop off, I'm out of it, man.
True.
What?
True.
I'm out.
You hooped the other day, no?
Yeah, I did, man.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Went pretty good, honestly.
Where the basketball skills at? Where we at?
Yo, I feel healthy, you know. I just felt heavy. Like I had an open layup, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna attempt a dunk.
No.
And I went up, and like my knee just totally gave out, and I like everyone was laughing because it looked like I was about to like fly. Like, yeah. My knee just gave out, and I missed the whole fucking layup because like I literally felt like I thought my knee just popped out the socket or something. Damn. I was like, yo, what the fuck?
Damn.
It was the weirdest thing ever.
And your body says, nah.
Yeah. My body literally just said no.
Hey, bro, man, look.
Yeah.
Come on, man. We've been kicked up, brother. What you doing?
Yes, sir. We've been chilling.
Yeah,
been chilling.
Say now.
Yeah,
my bottom orders, nigga. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I just had to, I took it as just like, let me just run around, play some defense, maybe get a couple shots up. And that was it. Yeah.
I go
you gotta
in,
respect the body, man.
I
you
go
gotta
into respect certain the body, sessions man. Like that. Yeah, like I go in like I'm just, I don't really want to score. I just want to, you know.
When you came that day, you told me.
I want to lock my guy, you know, I want to lock my guy up, make sure he doesn't score. That's it, you know?
Yeah. So listen, if the ball's like fucking scattering across the floor, I'm probably going to lose.
Yeah,
you're probably going to get it.
Yeah. Nah, Sheldon was sacrificed his body still.
Yeah, I do. I can't control that part.
To the game sometimes.
Yeah,
I can't control it. He just let us know he's not going to be scoring, but then like.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so I'll try my very hardest.
Yeah. I told people, I'm like, yo, I'm just going to be playing defense and like running the ball down. Like,
yeah, send screens. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm going again this Friday, so I'm going to play a little bit harder. I'm going to start with my morning workouts this week. By Friday, be a little jacked. Eat healthy. Mm-hmm. Smoothies.
Salad and shit.
Salads and shit.
Like that.
I'm going to take vitamins.
I might come and hoop with you.
How often do you give the...
Why you do that?
I'm joking.
After you just said, remember the time I said I'm not trying to score too much.
How often do you give
the pregame warning about like where we're at today? But listen, man, today we just here. I'm just going to keep it light. I'm not going to... How often do you have to do that?
I done said it a couple times because the guy that invited me, I texted him prior. And then when I actually pull up, I say it again. And I kind of have to let everyone know.
Remember that text, man. Remember that great bubble.
Bro, he came. I pulled up there and he said, hey, Trey's going to go to work in front of everyone. I just said, hey,
listen.
Talk to you over here, man.
I'll send everyone the text.
Like, yeah. Bro, he was filming something for YouTube and he was just like, he's like, Trey, you mind if we mic you up? And I was like, yo, you know I'm going to be breathing a lot on this. I'm probably dying in there.
You get him. Go.
The laziest fucking game commentary.
You're sorry, fuck it.
Dog.
Close enough.
I want to listen to it. I want to hear what it's because I was a hustler. So
you know what's crazy? They don't ever put those clips up. When they mic niggas up in the NBA, they don't ever put those clips up. Like the, oh, thank God he missed that.
Yeah. This is hilarious, bro.
Fuck. Yeah, that's funny.
I told you at one time I had to play ball with my friend and he whispered and said like, tell us, yo, slow down type shit. Like, yo, like calm down. Like, yo, I can't breathe anymore.
This
like, guy
said
like,
calm down.
Yeah.
It was Patrick. I just said, yo,
put the sliders down. Mind if we slide to a 30?
Yeah, this guy, you say you want to hoop, but.
Did you get scammed or approached? Any scammers approaching in Tulum? When you went?
Yeah, watch out for that.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, really? Watch out for that, man.
What you mean?
Car rentals. But the thing is, I went to Tulum so early that I felt like that's when it was like, niggas were like, oh.
They weren't on that bullshit yet.
Yeah. No, they was. Okay. It was like.
Because no one's here.
Because
right?
No one's there. So it's like, niggas in Tulum is now like, oh, wait, hold on. Nigga, this is a tourist spot now?
Mm-hmm.
So I went in
2017.
Yeah, to see you come. This is a nigga with the money.
Yeah. Oh, you niggas.
Right.
I went in 2017, I think. And so it was like, it was just like less things to do out there, but it was just like, it was slower, it was quieter, but now I feel like, dude, like I was saying to you, there's maybe more like...
More scammers.
Yeah.
Way more scammers.
Yeah.
Still pretty chill, but there's way more scams.
Bro, literally, I was like, I seen the scamming niggas on the beach, and I'd seen them every day. I was like, hey, what up, man?
It's just so... It's just two sides, because you understand they got to get out how they live and shit. I totally get it.
Yeah.
And the government's doing fuck all and shit.
Yeah.
But it's just like, to go on a trip and just to be on defense before you get there. It's like, I ain't fucking with this scab shit. I'm not doing nothing, nigga.
You gotta put a foot in the sand real quick.
Listen, but no, man, no.
I remember we were in Thailand, we sit down, we're just like, get to Thailand, we're happy. We order some beers, and beers come over, and the next thing you know, they come over some necklace and a Bob Marley painting. Brother, listen, I ain't shopping right now.
So many things, nigga. Just start unpacking on your table.
Oh
look, your name. What's your name, Sheldon?
Stop. You already carved it.
And you know what? That's probably like a tactic that they go in with. Like, you know what? Let's annoy them to the point where they like kind of want to pay us to leave type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Because it'll be a lot for you to back up.
Yeah.
And then they look you away if you like say no, and start ignoring them and shit.
Yeah.
Remember that Mark?
It's like, well, I'm not here for my family, man.
Yeah.
Yo, when they step away, like, they're still looking at you from afar.
I think we got a cut.
I think I should give them $5, nigga. Listen, my friend.
You signal him to come back? My friend.
Here's $5.
Of course, man. I'll take the beans. Yeah. Thank you for the fucking beans, bro.
When's the last time you got a souvenir for someone? What's the last time someone asked you for a souvenir?
You know what?
Is that over with?
I feel like that's so far gone. That's like, because before traveling was like, no one was really doing it. No one's leaving.
Yo, you're not uploading out there.
No one's uploading. No one's doing nothing. So it's like,
mm-hmm.
Even when you're going away as a family, like when we tell people we're going away in like high school, it's like,
bro,
you bring something back or like, yo, bring a lighter back from it. Now it's like,
But you know, like,
you're still connected. It makes it feel like it's, you're just kind of closer. Because, yeah, back then, you're on vacation. Oh, you're ghost for a week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No hearing.
Yeah, fuck, yeah.
You only see Facebook when they get back. Nigga.
Yeah.
Or maybe they flick up on a Wi-Fi cafe or some shit. Nigga.
Yeah.
The shittiest thing ever.
Yeah, what was it called? E-Buddy?
Oh, my God.
I didn't even know, Sheldon.
E-Buddy?
What'd you use? Sorry.
Come on, don't do that.
Pardon me?
What? I was on B-Jive, nigga.
Yeah, B-Jive, yes.
Is it B-Jive?
Yeah.
Let me see if E-Buddy still...
The thing is, though, we're talking about souvenirs. Like,
guys don't remember eBuddy, bro?
Oh, I do remember that.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, eBuddy was an MSN when you didn't have MSN.
We was on B-Jive.
Yeah, okay. MSN Lite.
Yes.
Yeah. So, well, I don't know what B-Jive is. How you spell that?
B-Jive was an iPhone app.
Oh,
for MSN and shit.
Oh, it's like WhatsApp, basically. WhatsApp would be now?
Just put all your like socials together, all your like instant messaging things together.
Oh,
it was cold blooded.
That's fucking hard still.
Yeah.
That's what was that other one for Twitter?
Oh yeah, there's another good
Eco phone. And it had like app and everything.
Bro, another good Twitter app.
It was
competing hard.
Yeah.
TweetDeck, was it TweetDeck?
TweetDeck.
Yeah. I was afraid of Twitter for like a long time, but I just had it though.
Yeah. B-Jive, how you spell that? Like B-Jive?
B-G-I-J-I-V-E. I'll say about souvenirs, I feel like people ask for stuff like to just bring something back.
Yeah.
Like no, like in a way of just like not, because you're saying something, you're putting it with disconnected by saying like, don't people just like, people don't ask me to bring them back anything, because like, is that a thing? Is that over with? Is that what I say?
I feel like, okay, I'm trying to think, like, I feel like before when you're going away, it's like, you're fucking gone. It's just like, yo, bring me back, like.
Something.
Just like bring me, like, you know what I mean?
Like, let me people thought it was just like, yo, I'm never gonna go there, so yo, please bring me back something. Like, in a way of like, you know, like, yo, like, come on, like, don't forget. Because it would bother you when you get fucking, like, sometimes you'd get service, like, the one times you get Wi-Fi, it's like, yo, don't forget.
Yeah, Trey, yo, get me something, bro.
I'm like, bro, there's nothing but fucking long fucking cocks as fucking as fucking ashtrays. I'm like, I didn't get what that was. Like, it was fucking a dread man with fucking a big dick on a fucking ashtray.
Multiple countries. I thought it was the Dominican Republic thing. That was the first place I ever went. I'm seeing Mexico, they're heating up, they're fucking Aruba, all the same shit.
Bro, why do you think this, but I guess... The whites ate that shit up. Just find that shit funny.
Yeah, for sure.
Funny enough, fucking our neighbor Mike fucking bring some home. Like, oh, he's got the same ones. I left that alone, brother.
Yeah, what's that about, man?
I like that. That was cool. Yeah, I feel like that part is just like dead. Like, you know, I never heard someone ask me for a souvenir in a minute.
Yeah, no. My
maybe it's just
over. But like, people do bring me souvenirs though. Like,
what's that souvenir you got?
It was a shot glass.
Okay.
Yeah, shot glass. I think they were in like, I can't remember. It was a shot glass. Shout out to the Teep twins. They always, every time they go somewhere, they bring me back a souvenir.
Is it only shot glasses or?
Yeah, it's normally shot glass or a keychain.
That's what's up.
Both of which I appreciate, but. You know.
I was going to say, I never want to start a collection like that because I can't fucking stop. And I got to ask everyone.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you going, hey, bro, I saw on your Twitter, you going to Connecticut. You mind giving me a Starbucks?
You mind giving me a license plate?
That says Connecticut.
I'd like a Starbucks collection.
Yeah. I would, but once I start, I'm like, okay, fuck, now I have to get all of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's a job, nigga. Just the for first sure. one you buy, you're like, fuck, I got to buy like 400 more.
And fucked. On top of that, that's, I mean, for me, I'm the type of person, like, I got to keep shit. So, like,
yeah, you got to carry it around for the rest of your life.
I have a bunch of fucking weird shit. No offense, but I don't need
this. Yeah, I feel that.
All right, it's Clay Day, guys.
Yo, Clay Day in the back. Y'all here, man. Y'all can't be mad at it. Bro, the love, you gotta feel that energy when someone gives someone, like a player or anyone that steps onto a stage, that much love. It's like, it's felt through like different volumes. Like,
bro,
when a nigga steps on a stage sometimes, like, I told you about a time where I was at like, I was at fucking a Travis Scott concert and Thug came out and I was just like, it's just like,
that's your only reaction. Like, you don't even, nothing else is good enough. This, it just has to be like,
it's like, yo, what the fuck? Hands up. Like, my hands are up right now. It's like, yo, dog. Like, but there's certain people that just feel like an energy in a room that's like, whether it's like arena, obviously basketball, they're there to make noise, but like,
no, Michael Jackson, when that nigga fucking would stay still, nigga fucking move one knee.
Oh yeah.
Holy shit. Bro, like 10 minutes of nigga doing one motion. Nigga just fucking opens his eyeball, nigga.
Fuck. That is fucking crazy. If you really break that down.
The nigga could have said.
I know his production team was in his ears like, Michael, take your time.
You're eating this up, nigga.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They probably like, hurry the fuck up, nigga. We only got 4 hours. We're gonna get sued, nigga. This is taking too long, nigga.
Yeah, man.
Move the rest of your body, nigga. Fuck.
That's fucked.
Yeah. Is his birthday or something?
Ooh. Clay. Nah, he, his first game back.
Oh.
That's what this is about.
Yeah. What's up, man. Yeah.
His first game back since he got injured in the Raptors. Yo, he was done in us
yeah,
up.
Yeah, he was done in us up.
That's the last time he played.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bro, every time people are like, guys, like, don't feel nice because, like, if this guy, if fucking Clay was playing and fucking Durant was straight, yeah, you guys would be done for. I never argue. I'm just like, oh, yeah. We,
yeah.
Yeah,
probably.
It's
like, it's a good argument.
It's a good argument.
Like, no, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Like,
it's a great argument.
It was looking bad. Like,
yeah. It was looking bad. But the thing is, like, they're using that to say it's looking bad because, well, just quickly go against bad ball. Both of them are coming back with such aggression. Like, Kevin Durant was out and Clay was out. So they're coming back with, like, I'm going to fucking. Mm-hmm. You guys want to.
Clay was out.
That's what Clay wasn't playing.
Was
or what's Clay? Is either Clay wasn't playing or like
was it both of them?
No, I think he missed one game. Yeah. I think he played a game, but he was like off, and it was some other team that didn't have a full team.
Okay,
there. So it's like when he came back that game and he dropped like whatever he did mm-hmm. before he got injured. Mm-hmm. Different, yeah. Like he came like right now he's gonna play like a fucking monster.
Yeah.
I think he's gonna drop like 70. He's gonna do a record.
He's not dropping 70, bro.
Maybe 60. You know he did it.
Maybe 60.
Yeah, but he's
maybe
not dropping 60. 70, bro.
The man, look at him.
I am a.
Which is him ready to play.
Clay Thompson is Clay Thompson. I'm gonna give it to him, like for sure. But
yeah.
What happened here?
He's tired.
Oh, Draymond Green's not playing tonight, but he wants to be in the starting lineup. Dramatics,
bro.
I just sit on him. But I do want to say, about Toronto. I do want to say, like, it's interesting because Clay, I feel like before he got injured, he was really like, he's kind of like Kawhi. He's really like a silent killer. Like, he wasn't really like bigged up or like super popular. But now, like, he's like super popular. It's like now niggas are like, yo, Clay is fucking crazy. Like, but back then, he just played his basketball just.
Because, yeah, he's just, because I feel like it was just, Steph was getting.
So I feel like the injury helped his career, because now I feel like.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those games.
I just feel like, yeah.
What did he just do right there?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I think, yeah, like, he let Stephen get his shine still, and he was just kind of just hooping, because that's all he kind of cared about.
Yeah.
One of those guys still, but it would have been, what I was going to say before, it would have been an interesting matchup, because the Raptors were, that was an incredible lineup.
Yeah.
And Kawhi's he's defensively, him and Clay is like. It would have been a good matchup, like Clay and Durant. Because niggas say Kevin Durant and, like, bro, like, Durant is losing to this day. Like, you know, Durant's a great player, but
what do you mean?
Basketball.
But we all fucking. We all did a sigh of relief when he was out, though.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Oh,
he's just a killer.
To say that he's unstoppable.
Yeah, but I'm saying, if we face him, there's still high. Like, it could have went either way.
Yeah.
If they're healthy them, healthy us.
I wouldn't Ibaka. Just give somebody that argument. I wouldn't just tuck my tail a lot. I'd be like, okay, good argument, but you never know.
Yeah, it is what it is. Because we beat a healthy.
Exactly. We beat them during the regular season. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you can't even say that, bro. Like, our team wasn't no scrub. Do Symphony be doing like souvenir shopping?
Nah, nigga, we be keeping it pushing.
Come on, bullshit. Bro, once you stop, nigga, you're fucked. That's what happens. You buy a fucking coconut, nigga, coconut shell thing, no, you're fucked. Yeah. Don't do that. You buy one, nigga, they got 10 more ideas.
Yeah.
And this.
Man, see, that's and
but you want to enjoy it, and you want to fucking talk to the locals and shit and hang out.
But it's good if you know how to talk, because you can just switch it on and start fucking with them and say, listen, I ain't going to buy nothing.
And the souvenir market be expensive too. Like, it don't even be cheap.
Bro, they be getting you. Bro, I used to be so flustered when I have foreign currency and they're just like throwing numbers at me. I'm like, is that a deal? Is that a steal? Is that a fucking scam?
Mm-hmm.
That's
why I like my fucking American dollars. Mm-hmm. Nigga. 1, 2, 3 years.
The thing is,
it's $10 for me, Canadian.
Yeah.
Street etiquette, street smarts. Goes into that shit because
nigga.
The other day at the market when I was buying that Egyptian bread, I think it was Egyptian bread whatever, Turkish,
Persian.
Was it Persian?
I want to say somebody over there.
Yeah. We'll say Persian. I think it was Persian. But I stopped because something smelled so good. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is this? And he had his own hummus. He had his own tzatziki sauce.
Oh, baby.
He made his own bread. He baked it all. I'm just like, yo.
That's where you fucking stop.
Olives. Yeah,
That's where you stop.
Yeah.
I stop. I say, yo, tell me about this.
A good dip for bread?
Tell me about you.
I'll
start with you.
What am I looking at? What are we looking at here? Like, and he gave me the whole story. Broke it down. It was his shop. He runs it. He bakes everything. Everything there is fresh. Baked today. Raw, he had his little sack left. It was like some market. We're just walking around.
Bro, from afar, I see Tremont fucking. I mean, I was talking to Julian. I was like, this nigga stopped and shit, nigga. fucking sucker. But I did smell the bread, though, honestly.
Because I'm always getting stopped, and I always stop. Like, we talk about the LA Fitness and shit. So, like, I get put in a situation, and it's just like, how am I going to get out? But I wanted the bread.
So he approaches me with a bag of bread. He's like holding it up, smiling and shit. I'm like, oh, fuck. You nigga got a little pizza. All right, cool. Yeah. He's telling us about the bread. Yeah, it's a Persian thing. It's my man, bro. He bake it by himself, handmade, everything. He got on tzatziki sauce, this sauce. I got it out, the hummus and shit. Yeah, I'm like, okay. All right, cool. Yeah, we'll fucking smash that shit out.
So he's walking a little bit. I'm just staying still.
Looking at Jay. So the thing is, Jay, he needs me $20. I ain't got my wallet on me.
Oh shit.
You gotta go pay that man.
I didn't have my wallet on me. And yeah. I told him, because I talked to him, I wanted it. Mm-hmm. Then I realized I don't have my wallet on me, but it's at a market. So it's like, he's like cash only or something like that.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, yo, I don't have my wallet. Like 1 second. He's like, no. Take the bread. I'm like, I don't want to take
it. For free?
He's like, take the bread and go come get back the and money. Get the fucking money. I'm like, brother, I don't want to do that. But you know what I mean? He's just like, yo, take the bread. I'm like, fuck. Like, he just got me. So I,
where he came out like a little boy. You look scared. Bread, just walking towards it with the brand.
Like, watch the vlog. I was saying,
I know it was something. I'm like, what? On his face, it was like something. There was a what? I'm like, wait, what?
Just
yeah, no, this bread is cool and this nigga like handmade and shit.
So it's this genuine moment because you also had the camera out and I'm just there like, listen, man, brother.
Yeah.
Put the camera down real quick. I'm going to talk to you one-on-one.
I got to borrow a hot one. I got to borrow a green one. I got to borrow a Lizzie. Who's on the 20? Elizabeth.
Yeah. Thing is, like, Jermaine was standing in the middle, and the guy that with the own the bread shop, he's literally right here.
Yeah.
So I seen Jermaine and fucking him at the same time. This guy's just waiting on his bread and looking at the bread.
The guy's just watching a transaction go down.
Yo, let me go talk to my brother, see if he has a fucking green one on him. But yeah, we had a good conversation, and the bread and the bread was good.
Man, smashing.
Yeah, fuck.
Smashing.
You can go
to a shop.
Okay, for sure.
I'll save his address.
Yeah, for sure. Do that. I need that. Yes. I want to speak real quick about this story. Mm-hmm. So I was talking to my nigga Jeff. Shout out my nigga Jeff. And he was telling me how he went to get some food. And he walks into the spot and there's a guy in there and he's ordering food. And he has like two prosthetic legs. And he's wearing shorts. And Jeff's like, yo, like, first of all, the nigga was getting a fit off. But he's like, damn, like this nigga could wear shorts in the winter.
Hell yeah,
because he don't feel nothing on his legs. And he's like, yo, I felt jealous about that. And I'm like, yo, the thing that I'm hearing in this story is just fucking perspective, bro. Because, like, you look at that nigga, and a lot of people probably think, like, damn, he lost his legs. Like, mm-hmm. Damn, he down bad. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, bro, this nigga can wear shorts all year round. Like,
this nigga figured out shorts in the winter.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, I was like, damn, that's kind of crazy. Like, I love my legs, but, you know, that's perspective.
Sometimes you
want
to pull off some shorts in January.
Yeah, you can. Yo, bro, I don't even, I don't understand people that, oh, I can't wait till winter to get dressed. Like, what are we getting dressed?
Why? I'm at my house.
First of all, my coat
covers everything. And it usually ruins everything.
Yeah, you know
it's one coat for everything.
Yeah, for everything. It's like one color, it's probably black. Or, you know what I mean? So I can't really put no colors together. It's just.
That's just blue.
It's like, what are we
doing? Just my blanket, nigga.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. So
the thing is, man, perspective is anything. Yeah. It's everything. Sorry.
Yeah.
We were having a conversation with someone the other day, and we're just like, yo, it's three niggas. It was me and Jermaine.
One, two.
Someone else.
Three.
And we all come from the same spot. They all come from the same city and shit. And he's just saying, like, we do things and that he can't, and we're just like, yo, it's our perspective.
What kind of stuff was he saying y'all could do that he can't?
Just like what we're doing in general, just with like videos and just saying this. But like, I feel like a lot of times when people compliment us or talk about our videos, they always say like, you guys do this and I can't do it.
Yeah,
like, it's
yeah.
all perspective. Like,
right.
You ultimately do whatever you want. It's just, you know, I guess technology and equipment always kind of, we have an interest to it already because like, you like laptops and shit. We like fucking,
right.
You know what I mean? Like gadgets and all that type of shit. Right. So you have to have a genuine interest to it. But
yeah, because that's going to lead to how you even like go after doing it, right?
Because you get better and shit. Exactly. You know why you're getting better. Mm-hmm. You know why you want to get better. You know what you're working towards.
Yeah.
So, bro, you can make beats if you want to start making beats. Like niggas just pick up beat making. Right. Literally, some people pick up a beat making and they're on. They won for Grammy or whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
Three beats in.
Look at bro.
Fucking what's
Wonder
his
Girl
name?
Started with, are you guys forgetting? Her first beat was for Jay-Z.
No.
Her first one?
Wonder Girl?
That wasn't her first ever. I'm oh, not like not ever. Placement. Oh, sorry, you're saying placement. Yeah, yeah, I thought you meant
that.
Like,
was like her. Yeah, this yeah, is yeah, like yeah. her introduction. Like I'm Wonder Girl. Right. That's why I beat with Jay-Z.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
Crown, she just right? got started.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
crazy.
But it, everything's perspective, bro. So it's like that's a beautiful way to look at life. When you look at life like that, like anything's achievable. You know.
Yeah. The shit is hard when you're talking to like a real a real downer.
Yeah,
which is like, oh, like
just talking themselves down and down. And I'm like, come on, yeah, come on, you can do it. No, I'm just a piece of shit, Jane. Just like, not like you guys. You guys are like, you gotta. After a while, I just stop trying. All right, nigga.
Oh my god!
Like, come on, nigga, help me! Yeah. Like, stop it, stop bro, it. Why are you making me do this, man?
I walked away. I went to a different company.
All right, sit. Peace, nigga.
That's some real shit, nigga. Bro.
Yeah, so you gotta help yourself first, man. Like let that yeah. be a message to you, bro.
Can't be fighting for you.
Bro. Pick yourself up, man. Stop
I mean,
it.
At least not forever. Like, I can fight for a nigga more than you fighting for himself for a little bit.
I can fight but, for
you
know, anyone.
It takes you. I'm trying to encourage yeah. you to mm-hmm. come on. See what I'm trying to say here.
Yeah, but eventually, if you just, all right, bro.
Yeah, you can fight for anyone, your friends or whatever. It's just like mm-hmm. sometimes you have to be your friend. You just care about someone. Like, oh, you know, like.
Yeah, not for sure.
But yeah, perspective and shout out to that nigga that can wear shorts, man. But yeah, I was, when you said that, I automatically started thinking, I think we're somewhere. We were driving. I think we've seen someone running in shorts. I'm like, brother, like,
yeah.
I want you to be. Okay. I want you to take care of yourself.
This is uncomfortable for me.
Yeah. Like, well, was he running like jogging or he
jogging?
Just, like, yeah. Okay,
jogging.
That's different because the body heats
bro,
up.
Bro, it
like
was
that.
So yeah, cold. Yeah. You don't need it,
bro. People are built different.
But if your body heats up, still wear pants.
Yeah.
Like you'll still
yeah,
be
pants
hot.
Stuff.
You're not gonna be
I'm
hot
stuff for sure.
There's no way you could be hot.
I'm game.
I know I said something about eating healthy, but brother, we gotta do something.
Yeah, fuck it up.
What about man? Yeah, 9 o'clock. I ain't eat yet.
Facts.
We start tomorrow.
Yes. I told y'all Monday. It's Sunday. Yes.
You know what time it is, man.
Yes, sir.
It's been a wholesome motherfucking audio exclusive, man. 102.5. Mm-hmm. You know what time it is, man. I'm off to Tulum.
Man. Safe trip, brother.
Yeah,
safe
I hope trip. This Airbnb's not sketchy and shit.
Yeah.
We talked about night one at your Airbnb always being ghost patrol night.
Yeah.
You gotta make sure everything's straight, nigga. None. Yeah. You wake up, everything's where it was. You went to bed. No strange sounds.
Yeah. Bro, ghost patrol is a real thing, bro. This nigga. We talked about it. You
yeah,
coming out.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm tense first night. Night one, I'm tense. Especially if I'm alone.
But you know what? You hide it. Well, no, maybe not. You tell you for alone. I never seen you like checking for ghosts when we go to like.
He's on patrol
yeah, okay,
still.
Okay,
like,
okay, yeah.
But
so
he's
I'm saying,
not
going to
be
it.
As tense, but like. Yeah, there's a certain situation.
Not really, okay.
Grabbing
maybe,
the
maybe
keys,
not night
nigga
one.
Say, where you going?
Okay. Yeah, okay, maybe not night
where
one.
You off to?
But like the first night you're alone, that motherfucker?
Yeah.
That's Ghost Patrol night.
Yeah, no, for sure.
See, y'all, I'm going out dinner. Oh, shit. Okay, cool. Yeah, let me just sit up on that. I'll sit up till 4.
Bro, honestly, when though, like, this, something happened today where I was just like, man, that could have been anything, but we gonna say that's the wind.
Mm. I will take it.
Sign us out because he about to leave for a week. So let's not talk about that.
You know what time it is, man. It's been a great episode. Y'all know what you need to do, man. Yo, 4ye.ca, man, we going up. We got motherfucking items, man. We got the hoodies, man. We got the hats. We got the do-rags. We got the fucking scarves. The socks. The motherfucking sweatpants.
All that.
New totes.
New totes on the way, man. We just did a count, man.
Man. And them Dewey flavors, man. Like, yo, there's a lot of Deweys there, man.
We didn't even put those out.
The Deweys?
The new?
No, they out. Yeah.
Brand new D-Rags, nigga.
Yeah, man.
I thought we had more. We probably do got more
know
on the way, man.
We do got more. Them ones
we always got more on the way, man. You know what time it is? Yeah, that's it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe so.
Pretty much it.
Man. All right, man.
102.5.
Nah, man, Shell. Yo, man, Shell streaming a lot.
What else is going on, man?
Consistent. Yeah, you know, back on my stream shit. Well, yeah. Twitch.tv, Sebastian, 4ye, at 4ye. Yeah, man, I'm streaming a lot. New music on the way, man. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. Been recording a lot of shit lately.
Man.
We're going to be flooding the streets this year.
Yeah.
Just tapping with me.
Yes, sir.
Sebastian XX on all my socials.
I hope y'all staying up, staying healthy.
Yeah.
Please,
keep
man.
Your mind fresh.
Yes.
Read a book, man.
Yeah, man.
Learn something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
man.
Yo, it's actually crazy you went to Dad's today because I was going to tell you that I had to go today because I wanted to get a book from there and I left. So I totally forgot when he got back. I was supposed to get a package in the books.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
We'll get that back, man.
We'll get that back, man. Sure. I'm gonna go to Indigo.
We out.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.